The High Commissioner was sent this footage by Channel 4 yesterday. In fact, we have some similar footage. It may even be the same footage which was sent to the Commission of Inquiry on Syria. The pictures are truly shocking.
Rupert Colville, spokesperson for the UN Human Rights Chief Navi Pillay, speaking about images allegedly showing injured people being tortured at the military hospital in the Syrian city of Homs. The footage was shown on British television network Channel 4 on Monday. Colville says it is similar to evidence previously collected by a fact-finding mission and a commission of inquiry, both of which were mandated by the UN Human Rights Council following the crackdown on anti-government protests in Syria, which began 1 year ago.
The Commission of Inquiry documented evidence that sections of the Homs Military Hospital and the Latakia State Hospital had been transformed into torture centers, actually within the hospitals. Security agents, in some cases joined by medical staff, chained seriously injured patients to their beds, electrocuted them, beat wounded parts of their body, or denied them medical attention and water. Medical personnel who did not collaborate faced reprisals.
Gross human rights violations have been carried out in Syria for more than 40 years, according to the fact-finding mission and the Commission of Inquiry. Colville says severe beatings, electric shocks, suspension for long periods, psychological torture, and routine humiliation are some of the methods used by the country's notorious armed forces.
Consistent testimonies received by the fact-finding mission and the Commission of Inquiry described how members of security forces tracked down wounded protesters in both public and private hospitals. In early June and late July, security forces are reported to have conducted raids in hospitals in Hama, and injured demonstrators are reported to have been arrested and taken to military hospitals where they were allegedly interrogated and tortured. Again, very similar to what you see in the Channel 4 video.
Civilians fearing for their safety at the public medical facilities established makeshift clinics in mosques and houses. Colville says these too were targeted. But, he adds, there is no justification for torture.
No exceptional circumstances whatsoever, whether a state of war or a threat of war, internal political instability or any other public emergency, may be invoked as a justification of torture. Torture, when it is used in a widespread and systematic way, amounts to a crime against humanity.
As the crisis continues in Syria, the UN has stepped up mediation efforts to bring an end to the bloodshed. After repeated requests to enter the country, UN Humanitarian Aid Chief Valerie Amos will travel to Syria on Wednesday. She will press for aid workers to be allowed to evacuate the wounded and deliver relief supplies. Deanne Penn, United Nations Radio.